At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
In the Trump era, the media convinced itself, the corporate media, that the real threats to the United States were no longer the CIA and the Pentagon and the NSA and Wall Street and Silicon Valley, all of whom are on their side and trying to undermine Trump. It's the Trump movement and people who are conservative. Those are criminals in their eyes. And they've moved their media lens from the people who used to be the target of it, people in power centers, to individual citizens whose only crime is that they have the wrong ideology. And they're using their vast resources. The Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, not to challenge actual power centers, but to destroy and wreck the lives and reputations of people who they regard as having the wrong politics. That's all this is about.
I'm glad you're going to talk about this, because I've been following it just without talking about it on the air, and it's really an astounding story and frightening as hell.
It is. It's something Matt Taibbi has written about, and we're going to talk about the whole Libs of TikTok controversy and various so-called journalists around America, including the infamous Taylor Lorenz of the Washington Post, whose job is to seek out people who say things that go against the woke consciousness online and ruin their lives. They call it journalism, but it's not. It's the opposite of what journalism ought to be. And the Libs of TikTok account is a great example of that. But again, we'll talk about that probably in hour three of the show if you want to listen to the podcast later. Matt Taibbi has actually written extremely strong and persuasive stuff about that vicious new brand of taking down the powerless journalism, which reminds me, he also wrote a great piece about Elon Musk taking over Twitter.
Mm.
So I'm going to cede the next couple of minutes to some of Matt Taibbi's great writing. The piece is called Twitter's Chickens Come Home to Roost. The Great Elon Musk Panic of 2022 is revealing a big fat boatload of blue check hypocrites.
Yes, I like it already.
So good. Elon Musk has reportedly attempted to purchase Twitter, and I have no idea whether his influence on the company would be positive or not, Taibbi writes.
I agree.
I do know, however, what other media figures think of Musk's influence on Twitter and what it'll be. They think it will be bad. Very bad. Bad! How none of them see what a self-own this is beyond me. After spending the last 6 years practically turgid with joy as other unaccountable billionaires tweaked the speech landscape in their favor, they're suddenly howling over the mere rumor that a less censorious fat cat might get to sit in one of the big chairs. Oh, the inhumanity.
That's good. That's good right there.
Oh, yeah. He's just hold my beer, says Matt Taibbi. A few of the more prominent Musk critics are claiming merely to be upset about the prospect of wealthy individuals controlling speech. As more than one person has pointed out, this is a bizarre thing to be worrying about all of a sudden, since it's been the absolute reality in America for a while. Probably the funniest effort along those lines was this passage, and I quote, "We need regulation to prevent rich people from controlling our channels of communication." That was Ellen Powell, former CEO of Reddit, railing against Musk in the pages of, wait for it, The Washington Post, a newspaper owned by Jeff Bezos, complaining about rich people controlling channels of communication just might be the never-released punchline to Monty Python's classic funniest joke in the world skit. Anyway, yeah, many detractors went the power route, suddenly getting all religious about concentrated wealth, having control over the public discourse. And in a world that hadn't yet gone completely nuts, that's probably where it had, would have ended. Blah, blah, blah. However, it didn't stop there. Media figures everywhere are suddenly complaining that they dislike the Musk move because they're terrified he will censor people less. Bullet-headed neoconservative fuss budget Max Boot was among the most emphatic in expressing his fear of a less censored world.
All right, I got to hear that again. What he's bullet-headed?
What a beautiful sentence. Bullet-headed neoconservative fuss budget Max Boot.
There you go.
I remember I quoted his tweet the other day. Max Boot, which sounds like a Nazi character from a surrealistic musical or something. Max Boot stomping on Max faces, etc. Max Boot tweeted, "I'm frightened by the impact on society and politics if Elon Musk acquires Twitter. He seems to believe that on social media anything goes. For democracy to survive, we need more content moderation, not less."
That is just, like I said last week when you read that, I thought, there's a smart guy. How's a smart guy get that to come out of his mouth or out of his fingers or his pen?
Sure.
That just, it blows my mind.
Well, and as I've always said, ideology trumps intelligence all the time. It turns the intelligence of the person into a tool for the extremist cult that they happen to be part of.
I assume you're following this. The guy says democracy can't survive without more moderation, censorship,
right,
of speech. And, of course, the next question always has to be, okay, so to survive, somebody has to decide which speech is okay and which isn't. Who should we put in charge of that project? You, I guess.
Always that person. Right. So Matt Taibbi would probably be a better human being, as would I, if we didn't resort to saying really mean things about idiots. But following up on his bullet-headed neoconservative fuss budget description, Taibbi says, "In every newsroom I've ever been around, there's always one sad hack who's hated by other reporters, but hangs onto a job because he whispers things to management and is good at writing pro-war editorials or fawning profiles of Ari Fleischer or Idi Amin or any other such distasteful media task." I actually think Ari Fleischer's a nice guy, but again, I don't require that Matt Taibbi agree with me on everything. Even that person would never have been willing to publicly say something as gross as, quote, "For democracy to survive, it needs more censorship." A professional journalist who opposed free speech was not long ago considered a logical impossibility.
Right.
Because the whole idea of a free press depended on the absolute right to be an unpopular pain in the ass. Things are different now, of course, because the bulk of journalists, and this was what Glenn Greenwald was saying, speaking of people I disagree with frequently but respect a great deal, things are different now, of course, because the bulk of journalists no longer see themselves as outsiders who challenge official pieties, but rather as people who live inside the rope lines and defend the powerful. I'm guessing this latest news is arousing special horror, the Musk thing, because the current version of Twitter is the professional journalist's idea of utopia, a place where Donald Trump doesn't exist, everyone with unorthodox thoughts is warning labeled, age restriction seems to be the current scam, and the current thing is constantly hyped to the moronic max. Twitter used to be fun, funny, and a great tool for exchanging information. Now it feels like what the world will be if the 8 most vile people in Brooklyn were put in charge of all human life. A giant, hyper-pretentious thought Starbucks. Oh. That one left the park. Twitter used to be fun, funny, etc. Now it feels like what the world would be if the 8 most vile people in Brooklyn were put in charge of all human life. A giant, hyper-pretentious thought Starbucks.
That's pretty great.
I couldn't love that more. Just a little more. My blue-check friends in the media worked very hard to create this thriving intellectual paradise, so of course they're devastated to imagine that a single rich person could even try to walk in and upend the project. Couldn't Musk just leave Twitter in the hands of responsible speech-protecting shareholders like Saudi Prince Alawid bin Talal? Yeah, that's right. Your blue-check mark crowd has been more than happy that the various oppressive Saudi princes and choppers up of Ashan Khashoggi They're major shareholders. That's fine. But Elon Musk, oh, that's too much.
That is just, it's mind-boggling that this is true, that this is all true.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Other gazillionaires who cut off people's hands and don't let women do anything, all that sort of stuff, they're
okay. Execute people for being gay.
But Elon Musk, scary.
Right, right. And then I'll summarize a little bit of the rest of it because it's worth mentioning, and he name-checks some people who really ought to be held in constant loathing. And even though it hasn't happened yet, why wait to start comparing Musk's Twitter takeover to the Fourth Reich? Journalism professor at the college or the City University of New York, Jeff Jarvis. This guy's a journalism professor. Thinks it isn't too soon to make the Nazi references. This is the guy you quoted, Jack. Today on Twitter feels like the last evening in a Berlin nightclub at the twilight of Weimar, Germany. Holy crap. That lunatic is teaching journalism to impressionable young people.
Yeah.
And finally, the most incredible reaction in my mind came not from a journalist per se, but former Labor Secretary Robert Reich. His Guardian piece is a marvel of pretzel logic, an example of what can happen to a smart person who thinks he's in Plato's cave when he's actually up his own backside.
Wow.
Which is a simultaneously sophisticated and super schoolyard taunt.
Wow.
And I love it. I love it. And then he...
No kidding. That is fantastic.
I'm semi-proud of the fact
Plato's cave,
that I got that.
You're up your own butt.
Plato's cave being a famous illustration. Oh, my God, I'm hyperventilating. I'm laughing so hard. Famous illustration of the people in the cave thinking the cave is the only reality. Guy leaves the cave, come back, and describes, you know, what's really what the world is. And the people in the cave say, no, you're a lunatic. And depending on the interpretation, they stone him to death or feed him to a saber-toothed tiger or something. But the point is, the journalists think they're in Plato's cave, and they're explaining to the rest of us how the world ought to be, but they're so far up their own butts, they have no idea how the world actually works. Reich goes on to argue, well, he doesn't actually argue. He just makes a series of statements that don't logically follow one another before dismounting into a remarkable conclusion. Quote, Musk says he wants to free the Internet, but what he really aims to do is make it even less accountable than it is now. Dominated by the richest and most powerful people in the world who won't be accountable for facts, truth, science, or the common good. That's Musk's dream. And Trump's. And Putin's. And the dream of every dictator, strongman, demagogue, and modern-day robber baron on Earth. For the rest of us, it would be a brave new nightmare. Then he describes how... He strings none of that together logically. All it is shouting, be afraid, be afraid.
Yeah, scare porn.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Man, that is some good writing about some really horrible behavior.
Nailed down the whole Netflix thing. We were trying to talk about that story last hour. If you didn't hear it, I got the facts on that. So clean that up real quickly when we come back. Fact check of my own rambling nonsense. Fact checking myself, and I deserve it.
Yup.
You should cancel yourself or dox yourself.
Ooh, yeah. Can't wait to talk about that story later. Wow. We live in such weird times.
Yeah, and some of the so-called elite of our society, particularly in the media and education, they are crazy and dangerous.
I saw David French had a headline. I didn't read his column yesterday, but his headline was, "Can't the world be normal for just 5 minutes?" And I thought, yeah, that is true. That is
amen
a feeling
to that, brother.
A lot of us have had. Stay tuned for more.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw.
This is it. Your last chance to win big money from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win. $7,000 a week for life on April 30th.
Yep, you got to enter at PCH.com before it's too late. Real people really do win. And time's running out if you want to be next. It's your last chance to enter, people. Come on, let's go. Hurry. Enter at PCH.com. $7,000 a week. For life! Last chance. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 428. No purchase necessary. Void or
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own eatable groceries. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom vegetables you couldn't find in the store. Come by and check us out at 6186 Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Gold Leaf Nursery, back open Wednesday through Saturday.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Delta, American, United, Southwest, JetBlue, Frontier, and Spirit announced they'll no longer require passengers to wear masks. Well, Spirit Airlines actually didn't have an official mask requirement because they don't have windows in the plane. So that's
Delta updated their website to say masks are now optional for employees and customers following the White House announcement. While Spirit Airlines released this cocktail napkin, Spirit has never valued human life.
airlines are basically turning off the seatbelt sign for COVID and telling it to move freely about the cabin. Yeah, if you thought Omicron was bad, wait till you meet this Spirit variant.
So it's just a montage of Spirit Airlines shots, which I've never flown Spirit Airlines. Budget airline? Is that the...
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah, ultra budget. I don't know.
But anyway,
apparently its service is substandard.
On the whole mask thing, it was popular for certain people who really like masks to tweet pictures of themselves in masks yesterday. Valerie Jarrett, remember she was the Obama whisperer in the White House at the time? Picture of herself.
What a terrible human being. She was the gal that Roseanne lost her career over, right?
Oh, that's right. I thought the match was white. she tweeted out a picture of herself in her mask on a plane wearing my mask no matter what non-scientists tell me I can do.
Oh, you're so brave.
To which someone replied, can we have a national conversation on the difference between banned and not mandated? Yeah, that go ahead, Mary. It's whether or not they're making me wear a mask. See, that's the difference.
Yeah, wear three. Wear a spacesuit. Wear scuba gear. I don't give a damn.
God, I did see a picture of somebody who was in a couple of masks and a face shield. I don't know
if they're undergoing cancer treatment or something like that. That's fine, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Well, I talked to somebody last night, though. I'll be very vague. From somewhere in the United States. Who has
An American, there's a clue.
Who I've known for quite a while, but didn't know this, has long COVID. Like, since March of 2020, the very beginning. I said, you got COVID in March of 2020? People barely even knew it existed in March 2020. Yeah, my roommate came back from a vacation in Wuhan.
Oh, my.
March of 2020. Anyway, they got the COVID, and they're still dealing with the long COVID, like regular can't breathe, comes and goes, that sort of thing. That sucks.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's something, the weirdness of the damn thing. Mentioned Netflix last hour, wanted to pay that off, so the shares plunged 30% at the open, ended up down about 23% because they lost 200,000 subscribers Q1. They're projected to lose 2 million Q2. So that's the news on the Netflix.
Whoa, in the quarter?
Yeah. I don't exactly know why. Oh, well, we got onto this conversation kind of after. If you didn't have online regular bill pay stuff that has been around for a while now, but if you still had to write a check and mail it off like my mom did, how many fewer subscriptions would everybody have? How much of the whole Netflix, New York Times subscription stuff only works because of auto pay?
Right.
Because
effortless renewal. In fact, not effortless, awarenessless.
Awareness,
renewal.
Yes, awarenessless. Yeah. That is a hard word to say.
It is.
Awarelessness is the key. If I had to sit down at the kitchen table with my checkbook and write 15 checks every, 30th of the month for all these subscriptions, I have a feeling I wouldn't have as many.
Or, as you know, Jack, I worked in the magazine subscription renewal industry for a summer during college. And generally, sitting in a cubicle bothering people, trying to get them to resubscribe to magazines they drop. But anyway, you subscribe for a year, two, three if you're a real big fan, but at least you have to reappraise every year or two.
Yeah, but there's no way you would write out a check every month for your Hulu, your Netflix, your Disney, or all those and not think, wait a second, well, a couple of these have to go.
Sure. Yeah. It's ingenious the way they have it now.
Some of the reactions to the border crisis we should definitely talk about. Joe Biden getting pushback from his own party on Rule 42, if you know about that whole thing, among other things. Missed an hour of the show, grab the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys. There is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hot God!
And Cool April Night
is back, April 22nd through May 1st.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
Dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 29th.
And get your tickets now for the big event with up to 2,000 classic cars on display Saturday, April 30th.
It's back, bigger than ever. Don't miss the 31st annual Cool April Night, April 22nd through May 1st.
Get your tickets today at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts locations.
For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Tickets for the big show on sale now at any of the 8 Napa Auto Parts stores for $8 pre-sale and $10 at the door. And new this year, for $25, get your all-access wristband that gets you into the big show, plus 4 nights of live entertainment at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Wind River Resort and Casino, Lithia Chevrolet, and Cresco Equipment. For more information, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's KOOLAPRILNITES.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations.
reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta High School Music Department presents their 53rd annual musical Fiddler on the Roof, a story about the struggles to balance tradition and culture while allowing growth in a small Eastern European village. Production dates are May 5th through the 7th and May 12th through the 14th in Reading. This Tony Award-winning show will include famous music from a live orchestra. Reserved seating tickets are $20 and opening weekend tickets for K-12 students are only $5. For more information, visit ShastaHighChoir.com or call 530-341-2988.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Also, Uber has announced that they're dropping all mask requirements. Honestly, I'm going to miss getting into a masked stranger's car. It was kind of fun to play that game. My ride to the airport or kidnapping. You know? Meanwhile, the White House isn't happy with the ruling. They called it disappointing and urged travelers to keep wearing masks, but they said that they're not fighting the decision. It's kind of like your parents when you tell them about your new tattoo.
Yeah, the Uber dropping the mask. Thank God. Oh, jeez.
Please.
That was the last holdout.
I'm worried we can open the windows. What are we doing here?
How about Joe Biden? It was announced yesterday. He wore a mask on Air Force One. All right. So on a private plane, you're quad-vaxxed, surrounded by people who are quad-vaxxed.
The aggressive filtration of the most advanced airplane on Earth.
And you're, yeah, exactly. I'm sure it can handle nuclear radiation and everything else. But you're wearing a mask to make the point that what is this?
I mean, anyway.
Whatever. Good Lord.
You know, speaking of that sort of thing, which just delights me for some reason. We need to get back to the fact that they're not going to immediately appeal the ruling and what that says, because I find it hilarious. First, this media montage, 60, Michael, the lefty media reacting to the lifting of the mandate.
What do we need to know about this ruling? Are we kind of in the Wild West? It's every company for itself.
100%. It's a mess.
Just because this ruling was made by a judge doesn't mean that suddenly the science has changed. We know that masks remain very protective.
So this was basically Donald Trump as a federal judge today.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely reads like Donald Trump as a federal judge.
So what we've done is we've removed a travel mask mandate with an incredibly high level of virus. And right now, as of today, it is less safe to fly in this country than it was yesterday.
She obviously is clueless, and the vast majority of scientific evidence is masks have saved millions of lives.
I listen to some of my favorite legal thinkers who are conservatives who read over the entire 50-page ruling and said it's not a clear-cut thing. I mean, it's complicated. But that I think the judge was just looking for a way to end the ability of the government to make you wear a mask on a plane, which is fine with a lot of us.
Oh, yeah, it's a dozens of pages long weighing of the scope of the CDC's power to implement regulations in various scenarios. So, it reads like Donald Trump. What an idiotic thing to say. Virtually everything that all of those people said about masks and protectiveness and whether it's dangerous to fly are either completely false or what they said was wildly incomplete. I mean, the dishonesty of it is the one thing that struck me. And the second thing is, and this is disturbing, how uncomfortable they all were with not having centralized power.
Yeah, maybe that's a lot of what drives it. I don't know. I know this. If I was flying today with my kids, we wouldn't wear masks, and it wouldn't cross my mind. I mean, honest to God, I would not think about it for a second. And either they're paranoid or I'm too cavalier, because we can't both be right.
You know, if there's some guy eating bat and coughing up blood in the seat next to me, then I'm concerned. But other than that, no.
Hey, sorry to bother you, but is that a bat?
No.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of them. You can only get them in Wuhan where I was vacationing.
Yeah, then I'd be concerned. I admit it.
Imagine you got a cough, and then you say to your roommate, where was that you were vacationing again? Was that Wuhan? I just saw something in the news about that.
Oh, my God.
That's unfortunate. Anyway.
Could change that person's life forever.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in all seriousness, science is still trying to understand some of the longer-term effects that the COVID has on some people's bodies. Not nearly all people, but various genetic profiles, I guess, are much more vulnerable than others. But anyway, the punchline to all this that I find so ironic, and it's kind of subtle, but it exposes the whole scam, is that the Biden administration was extending this rule about airliners, even though all of the major airlines, and how paranoid are airlines and other giant corporations about liability? I mean, it practically runs everything, fear of liability. All the major airlines are saying, there's no need to have masks on the planes. This is silly. All the heavyweights had come out in recent weeks and said, it's time to end this. It's dopey. But the Biden administration insisted on keeping it and then extending it because of the science, right? Because of the health implications, because of the rulings of the CDC. So this judge comes along and says, no, this is dumb. It's overreach. It shouldn't be. I'm overturning it. And the Biden administration says, well, the Justice Department, when asked, are you going to appeal the ruling, said, we're going to ask the CDC whether we should or not. Well, wait a minute. The CDC was your justification having the mask mandate in the first place, and you just extended it. But you're saying, we don't know what the CDC thinks. It's completely phony. It is utterly a mask theater for the lefty COVID paranoid tribe. And the Justice Department just admitted it. We don't know if there's any scientific basis to continue this. Hell, I don't know. Ask the CDC. Unbelievable.
Well, and the media class flies all the time. A lot of the rest of us in the world, we're interested, but we're not on a plane every other day like all the media class are. I might not fly in the year 22. I don't know. COVID, they just reported the first COVID deaths in Shanghai. China says they just had their first COVID deaths that they announced yesterday. Obviously a lie, as the entire city is still shut down.
Yeah, that is darkly hilarious and unbelievable. Anyway, this has just exposed such weird wrinkles in human behavior that, you know, it's in a way, it's if you enjoy being enlightened, if you enjoy learning things, we've certainly learned a lot about humanity in the last several years.
When you coached soccer, what age were you coaching?
All sorts of them. The youngest, I think I coached was under 10, but then I coached on up to, I think I had a U14 team.
Yeah. So went to a soccer game yesterday. It was my son's first soccer game. And his team was just getting killed out there. I mean, just killed. Like,
And you screamed at the coach, as you should.
Like, I was sitting in an area that was like on one end of the field, and it happened to be their end of the field with their goalie. I never got to see my son up close because none of the players ever made it down to this end of the field. All of the action was on, and never once in the first half, I don't think, did the ball ever cross the 50-yard line or whatever you call it in soccer.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. The midfield stripe, they're on the pitch.
And I don't care. I'm not a... I wasn't a good athlete. I don't. If my son likes it and is good at it, that's great. If he's not, whatever. I just thought it was interesting that they were getting killed the way they were. I didn't think much of it. It wasn't until the game was over that I found out because the coach mentioned, and man, his son got a lot of work in his goalie. Woo! Did he get a lot of chance to work on his defense? Because I mean, they were taking a shot on goal every 90 seconds. And so I found out, so the sixth graders were playing seventh and eighth graders. And for some weird reason, I'm not exactly sure.
Why?
Scheduling,
yeah,
I don't know,
awful.
Something. But anyways, okay. Oh, okay. Well, I wish we all had known that. Or maybe there was an email I didn't see or something like that. But, oh, my God, the difference between an eighth grader and a sixth grader is huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As anybody who's gone to middle school knows.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of funny. I was thinking, oh, my God, we're terrible.
And again, was it an official game or just like a practice game?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, okay.
They run around in the sun and got sweaty and breathed hard. That's all I cared about.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. I tell you what, though, as a longtime soccer coach and parent, I will tell you this. If you want to motivate your kids, yell at them a lot during the game. Yell lots of instructions. Yell lots of corrections at them, and you will motivate them. You will motivate them to hate you and soccer for the rest of their lives. So keep yelling.
I did want to say, hey, can we have the goalie from the other team switch with our goalie just so he gets something to do? I mean, the poor kid. I mean, he came out here. His parents bought him the shoes. He's got the gear. Let's let him do something.
He was reading the collected works of Robert Frost there in the goal.
Spent an hour standing in the sun.
Should have given him his iPad. He could have flipped through, his newsfeed or something like that.
I remember watching the football games last year. That's the one thing with youth sports is just one team. It doesn't happen at the higher levels usually where you get one team so much better than the other that it's just, why are we even doing this? But that happens with youth sports a lot. Usually around like one or two players. They just have, you have or they have, a couple of people that are just in a different category.
Right, right. And, you see it occasionally in rec leagues. The kids are just so talented, they're not going to be in the recreational league for long. The field is tilted in their favor, as they say. But, it happens.
It's funny. With youth sports, you can look out there and say, okay, that person there, they actually know what they're doing. They know what they're supposed to be doing, and they're thinking about what they're supposed to be doing. Where are most of the other people out there thinking of other things? They got other stuff on their mind, which is fine.
Well, And occasionally we would come up against a team that was way better coached than my team.
Oh, really?
I admit it. Oh, yeah, people are just really great soccer tacticians and could teach it way better than I can. Because I had a player's understanding of the game, but, it's like there's a reason there's a bunch of nerdy-looking short guys with big bellies who are brilliant basketball coaches. It's a different skill set, usually, than being a player. Not always, but often.
I'll be danged. Johnny Depp is in the courtroom again with his crazy ex-wife, they're both crazy. I think we've all agreed on that, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there's lots and lots of crazy bad behavior. Thanks for weighing in. I think the scales are crazier tilting in her favor.
You think she's crazier?
She's crazier, yeah.
She pooped in his bed, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. Thank God.
But anyway, there were 3 hours of testimony yesterday. Some of it's kind of funny. Maybe we'll talk about that later. There are some border stats that are absolutely amazing. And some of the reaction from the media that is maybe feeling pushed to cover the story, as it's the third most important story to Americans, according to polls. That, among other things, on the way. Stay with me.
Armstrong and Getty.
In a world full of rewards programs,
there's never been one quite as fantastic as MGM Rewards.
Now, guests and friends of MGM Resorts can earn and redeem on countless things they love to do most.
Have the meal of a lifetime.
Go on the ultimate date night.
See a show that blows your mind.
Stay in a baller suite.
Shop till you drop.
Make the spa your second home. Or just find a nice loud corner for some bottle service. Introducing MGM Rewards. Why be a guest when you can be a member? Visit MGMRewards.com for more details.
Subject to earning and redemption limitations applicable to certain purchases and in certain states.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4 week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-937 1-800-327-4707, and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-937-4707. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-937-4707 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-937-4707.
We just don't feel safe. Kids shot by stray bullets, gangs overrunning neighborhoods, children we know dying from drug poisonings, and the politicians supposed to be protecting us side with criminals or just don't care. California's never felt so hopeless.
I'm Nathan Hochman. California is under attack, and I intend to stop it. I've spent years prosecuting criminals. As an assistant U.S. Attorney General and head of a California fraud task force, I locked up violent criminals, drug traffickers, corrupt politicians, and financial predators. As Attorney General, I'll crack down on cartels and gangs, get fentanyl and dangerous narcotics off the streets, lock up violent criminals, and prosecute corruption. My mission always has been and always will be to protect California families.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Don't say a word. The last one still.
700,000, they believe, got away since October 2021. Those are people that were not apprehended. That is what they are estimating right now in the federal government. And that is a very, very dangerous situation with what's happening around the world.
700,000 gotaways? Let's get another report from Bill Malusian on what's going on at the border.
CBP also now confirming Fox News is reporting that more than 221,000 migrants were encountered at the border in March. That's the highest number since at least the year 2000. CBP reports there were over 109,000 Title 42 expulsions in March. And with Title 42 set to expire next month, the union representing Border Patrol agents says expect a bad situation to get significantly worse.
I'm outraged, and all of our agents are outraged right now. We're just beside ourselves that this administration is doing nothing. I've been doing this job for nearly 25 years. I have never seen the morale lower than what it is right now.
Yeah, well, I can imagine. You'd have to wonder, what is my job supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? especially when you watch the results of the investigation into the Border Patrol agents that were whipping migrants that turned out to be a nothing, but those people got hung out to dry and no apology and all that, so you'd be scared to try to do your job. 221,000 illegal border crossers apprehended in March.
Well, in that number, the 700,000 in 6 months of gotaways, add to that the more than 80,000 people released into the country in March. Maybe that's a little heavier number, but so you got something like 175,000 people a month pouring illegally into the country and nothing done about it.
Numbers expected to skyrocket in the coming months when Biden ends Title 42. That's the rule that allowed them to turn more people away because of COVID, and that's ending. But Joe Biden is getting a lot of pressure from his own party to not do that, which is weird in all kinds of different ways. Okay, so you're thinking we need to turn more people away at the border, but the excuse you're going to use is COVID rather than enforce our other laws that are perfectly valid?
Well, right. That's what I was about to ask. Why do we need Title 42? If not for Title 42, we have to let 175,000 people walk into the country with no repercussions every month? That's insane. I mean, it's like it can't be.
So Chris Siliza on CNN.com had this analysis yesterday that got some people's attention, kind of funny. Well, it just goes to show you how we're all so siloed in our information. If you don't watch Fox, you are not seeing information about the border. You just aren't. I mean, I've never seen a single story on MSNBC, and I take in a couple of shows a day. I've never seen one on CNN. They're doing a great job in Ukraine, but I don't see them doing the border. And so Chris Siliza on CNN, his analysis yesterday, this could be the new sneaky big issue of the 2022 election.
Wow.
The sneaky issue?
Wow.
According to Pew, it's the number three issue on Americans' minds behind inflation and the economy. Some of the replies to the whole the border is a sneaky issue. Hey, I got to tell you something. There's a problem at the border. Don't tell anybody, but it's starting.
Which border? So what are you talking about?
So just randos replied with, I have two completely sneaky possible college football champs next fall, Alabama and Georgia. Another one, super under the radar issue that absolutely no one has paid any attention to unless you count the four straight years of build that wall chance.
Wow.
Excellent
well
point. Arenas all over the country, people chanting build that wall, driven by wanting to do something about illegal immigration. Other than that, according to CNN, the sneaky issue for the 2022 election.
Yeah, you had me at hello. That is just so bizarre. I mean, because inflation and the economy are essentially the same issue.
Sure.
I mean, one is an aspect of the other. So you're talking about the number two issue among the American people being described as a sneaky big issue. People may start talking about this. How crazy is Chris Siliza, and how whack is CNN, at least when they're talking politics,
it's
not breaking news.
Sneaky to their audience. The failure is in that other media outlets aren't covering a giant story. You can't make an argument, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, that record-setting numbers of people coming across the border, highest numbers in 20 years, that's not a story that deserves some time on a regular basis? I mean, come on, you're not doing your job.
Right. Well, clearly they're not, but they are doing their job as they see it. And that's interesting you should say that, because it's going to enter into the discussion next segment, hour three of the show. If you don't get hour of the three or whatever, grab it via podcast later. But they, so much of journalism these days, sees their job as litigating, is promoting a particular point of view, not reporting on what's going on. And if reporting what's going on tends to undermine promoting that point of view, they just leave it out. And something as ginormous as people by the millions pouring into the country against the law, and in many states, particularly blue states, we the people, the taxpayers, are obligated to feed, clothe, medicate them and their kids for generations to come, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, if they're born on American soil, they're citizens now, which is very strange. But anyway, the idea that you can just turn a blind eye to that and pretend it's not going on shows the depths of their depravity, in my opinion.
Yeah, you don't have to be a right wing racist, blah blah blah, whatever people are claiming to think that this is a story. The Hill reporting yesterday, Democrats fearing a deluge of migrants at the southern border this summer are pressuring Joe Biden to back off his decision to lift Title 42. The pushback is growing to include the president's moderate allies. So that's a story, isn't it? That inside the Democratic Party, they're pushing their own president to rescind their order? I think this is news, New York Times, Washington Post, everybody else.
Just crazy. And the fact that we, through our policies, are enriching the most horrific, brutal organizations practically on earth, the Mexican drug cartels. They abandoned a 3-year-old child the other day, for instance. The rape, the robbery, the rest of it is just repugnant.
If you don't know this Libs of TikTok story, you should stick around for hour 3. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.